Have you ever found yourself on death row because of somebody else's ambition? Married folks, let me talk to y'all. Have you ever found yourself in trouble because somebody was after your spouse? I bet you better holler back at me right now before I point you out. It's not that you burnt the toast. It's not that you don't come home at night. It's not that you're not a good wife. It's not that you're not a good husband. But somebody's plotting on you, and they got a strategy at work, and they're out to discredit you, and you find yourself in a situation where you know they've been talking to somebody. You don't know who they've been talking to, but I've been married to you 20 years, and you ain't talk like this. And here you come out to 20 years, and now you're talking strange. You've been talking to somebody. Come on, 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 come on. And Peter is thrust in jail, and listen, he gets 16 soldiers, divides them into four quadrants. This is respect. This is respect. The level of attack determines the level of respect. If King Herod didn't know that Peter was somebody to deal with, he would have put one man on him to guard him, and that would have been adequate. But he quadrupled the necessity of putting enough guards on him, because Herod knows that if he gives Peter half a chance to get up, Peter will pull out his sword and go to cutting off ears and setting people free and breaking your... And that same devil knows that about you, that if he gives you half a chance to get up on your feet, that all hell is going to break loose in that place. Hallelujah. And if y'all don't hear what I'm saying, he knows that you got power. He knows that you got power, and he's attacking you because you got power. High five somebody, say, I got power. I know I got power because I got problems. If you got power, you're gonna have problems. The problems are a sign that you got power. Nobody sends that level of problems if you don't have any power. You don't get 16 soldiers to guard a three-year-old. You get 16 soldiers to guard one man when that one man is bad and he's got power. Somebody in here shout because you got power. You're under attack because you got power. You're being besieged by the enemy because you got power. He's put unnecessary guards, but if it ain't this, it's that. If it ain't that, it's the other. Soon as you get through that, here comes something else, and it's all because hell is nervous about you. Hell is nervous about what you're going to be. Hell is nervous about what you're going to do. And he's increased the guards to block you from getting where you're trying to go. Do you hear what I'm saying? But throw your hands up and say, walk me through it. Walk me through it. Walk me through it. Walk me through it. Because I will not die today. Cool points to Peter. He's got 16 soldiers. He's handcuffed to two of them. He's handcuffed to two Roman soldiers. This is the greatest expression of faith I've ever heard. Silent faith screams. Silent faith screams. Faith that will not become discombobulated just because you're under attack is faith at its best. running all over the office anointing the elevator with oil might not be faith at its best. Faith at its best is peace in the midst of the storm. Faith at its best is peace in the middle of the storm. And I thought to myself, Peter, how did you sleep in prison on the night before you are going to be killed? And Simon has just been beheaded. Now, if you're going to kill me, you know, stop by CVS and pick up something. You know, I'm not for this dramatic stuff. I like my head. You might not like my head. I know it ain't fine, but it's my head. I want my head. Don't cut my head off. Cutting my head off would probably mess up my nap. If I thought you was gonna cut my head off in the morning, I probably wouldn't sleep that night. Peter, and so I asked Peter, I said, Peter, how in the world did you go to sleep chained to two guards in the inner sanctum of the prison, that even if you whip them, you got 14 more to go before you get out? And you sleep, dude? Where did you learn how to sleep like this? And then I remembered how Jesus was asleep on the boat. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. And the thing that Peter has learned from his mentor is to sleep in the middle of a storm. If you can keep your peace when all hell is breaking loose, if you can refuse to react in a predictable way when all hell is breaking loose, God will find a way to bless you. And sometimes the best response to the attack is, the sleep says, I don't know what he's gonna do, but he's gonna do something. The sleep says, I don't know how he's gonna move, but he's gonna move something. The sleep says, I don't have the answer to the problem, but I know who does have the answer to the problem. The sleep says, the battle is not mine, it belongs to the Lord. The sleep says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The sleep says, the enemies that you see today, you shall see them no more. The sleep says, when the battle is over, I'm gonna shout the victory, and I'm gonna need some rest to get my dance on. Touch three people and say, sleep through it. Yeah, sleep through it, sleep through it. Don't argue about it, don't fuss about it, don't fight about it. Don't get mad about it. Don't get upset. Don't cuss nobody out about it. Just sleep through it. He that hath began a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I don't know who I'm preaching to in this building, but God says sleep through it. Don't get even. Don't get revenge. Don't retaliate. Just go to bed, because God has determined your end from your beginning. And when it's all over, he's going to give you a breakthrough. I need a 30-second praise break. I'm getting my peace back. I'm getting my peace back. I'm getting my confidence back. I'm getting my trust back. I'm learning how to just go to bed and leave it in God's hands. I'm leaving my children in God's hands. I'm leaving my wife in God's hands. I'm leaving my marriage in God's hands. I'm leaving my future in God's hands. For the Lord knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Somebody give me an old-fashioned hallelujah Pentecostal. And while he was sleeping, you know, God does his best stuff while you sleep. When God got ready to bring Eve into the world, he put Adam to sleep, because God doesn't need your participation in order to bless you. When God gets ready to give you what you need, you can be asleep, and he can still pull out of you what he placed inside of you and caused you to prosper. And Abraham, he said, Abraham, through thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Go to sleep and I'm going to make a covenant for you without you. And Jesus hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and died till the sun refused to shine and the ground began to tremble, and God was working the night shift. Tell somebody, say, he's pulling stuff out of me in my sleep. He's working it out for me in my sleep. He's moving obstacles in my sleep. He's turning it around in my sleep. He's making a way in my sleep. He's providing in my sleep. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to say nothing. I don't have to plant no gossip. I don't have to retaliate. I don't have to scheme and plot. You stay up. I'm going to bed. I'm covered. I'm protected. I'm loved. I'm cradled. I'm taken care of. I've got the blood of Jesus over my life. Hallelujah. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in my uprising. I'm blessed in my down setting. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God said you've been up too many nights and it's time for you to just go to bed and rest in the Lord, that he that hath began a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Who am I talking to in here?